How doing, everybody? Jonathan here, and in this video, I'm gonna talk about how to optimize your Instagram profile in order to better market your business. When you first meet somebody and then you're telling them about your program, you can say, hey, why don't you follow my Instagram page if they're on Instagram? You don't necessarily have to get their handle, but you can help them find your page on their phone and make sure that they're following you. Once they're following you, you're set. All you have to do is put in the right kind of content so that they constantly get a feed of what you're doing and why your services are so great. Moreover, you want to have content that your clients like, because most clients link their Instagram to their Facebook page. So whenever they like content from your feed, their friends are seeing that they're liking something for your feed. The main problem that trainers run into is they put the wrong kind of content on their Instagram. They clutter it up, they spam, they don't put content that is going to engage their current clients, much less interest people that don't normally train with them. So in this video, I'm gonna go over five things that you wanna have on your posts, in your Instagram, to make sure that you're marketing your business. So number one is going to be workout videos. And a lot of you may be saying, well, I already post videos of my workouts, but you may be doing it a little bit wrong. A couple of things that I see that could use improvement is, number one, you don't need loud background music, especially with offensive lyrics. You can put the music that's going on in your boot camp, and that's perfectly fine. Number two is you're putting too much time of one thing on your feed or on your post. So if you know you have clients doing burpees, you're putting 15 seconds worth of burpees in your post. People get it. You don't need to put an entire 15 seconds. Moreover, you want to put the best image of your services possible. So you want to capture the best, you know, 5 to 10 seconds of what's going on in your personal training session or in your boot camp. You don't need to draw it out. And I don't think that you need to mash up videos either, unless they're really well done and you have a lot going on. So 3 to 4 seconds of a mash of one exercise and another exercise and a third exercise followed by a fourth. But you don't need to fill out the entire 15 seconds or be compelled to do so. What you do want to do, however, is pay attention to your tagging in your description. You don't want a hashtag. Hashtagging doesn't do anything for you when it comes to local advertising. If you're trying to do that second degree marketing where your clients will like a picture so that their friends will inquire about your services, you want to use the at symbol. You want to have the Instagram handle of as many of your clients as possible. And whenever you capture them in a video or in a workout or in a picture, you want to acknowledge them in the description. Hey, so-and-so, great job today. Hey, so-and-so, really killing it on the burpees. Hey, so-and-so, really doing, you know, push-ups really well. Whatever the situation may be, you want to address as many people as you're featuring in your video as possible. You know, saying hashtag team, no days off, hashtag fit, that doesn't really do anything for you. Focus on the people, because you're trying to get people into your doors, not just followers on Instagram. Now, if you're a personal trainer, I would say don't make long videos for just one client, and don't make multiple posts for all your different clients. I think you'd be much better off using an application like PhotoGrid, where you can take a picture of multiple clients throughout the day, or a short video or two or of multiple clients throughout the day. And then again, using the at symbol in the description box and let people know what's going on for the course of your day. So we had a wonderful Tuesday. Billy did push-ups over here. At Annie did sit-ups over here. At James did burpees over here. Wherever the case may be, you want to use that at symbol in the description box. And that way you're not spamming Instagram, because the last thing you want is to be that trainer that constantly just posts and posts and posts 3, 4, 5, 6 posts in a row, because you don't want to overdo it. All right, you can just put a quality post with multiple clients at the same time, and then that way you're killing, you know, multiple birds with one stone. The one thing that you have to remember whenever you're putting a workout photo or a workout video is to always ask for your client's permission. If you're just posting without the clients knowing, they might not care, but the people that care about having their images shared care a lot. All right, so there are some people that go out of their way to make sure that they're not on Facebook or not on, you know, Instagram, or they're just using Instagram to watch other people. They don't want posts of themselves. So you want to always take your picture or take your video over to whomever is covered and say, hey, is it all right if I use this video? And you won't really get to know that often. So always give them the respect of the option, and more than likely people will be fighting for why they're not getting more airtime on your feed. The number two thing that you're going to want to put up are workout stats. Now, if you go over to my Instagram page, BFF Bootcamp, or at BFF Bootcamp, you'll see that there's a large number of spreadsheets on my feed. And I get a lot of likes on these, mainly because these are results of people's workouts. I quantify people's workouts and post them at the end of the day so that people see how they're doing relative to everybody else. Clients or people in general are naturally competitive. And if you have somebody running a 5K, they'll always post their time. If you have somebody doing a CrossFit, they're always gonna post their WOD time. Or if they PR, they're always gonna put the weight that they're using. So your workouts, whether you're personal training or running boot camps, are no different. Two easy workouts to quantify are gonna be Tabata and are going to be like a CrossFit style workout where you have a number of rounds of a number of exercises for time. And then essentially, you just have to put this in a spreadsheet in order, and then you can post it directly onto your Instagram feed. Now, if you have very little understanding about how to administer a Tabata workout or a time-based workout, you can go over to my Better Bootcamp course, which is an online course teaching you how to run workouts for bootcamps and personal training. And it'll also include the spreadsheets that you need and how to fill them out. So if you click in the description box below, you'll see the link for the Better Bootcamp course. You can check that out. And then you have extra content to put into your feed. I automatically know that I have two pieces of content to post each week, and that's gonna be everybody's Tabata scores and everybody's time-based scores. So again, it's not spamming, it's keeping people interested, it's things that clients want to see so they can try to beat their time or beat their scores the next time. It can always give you an opportunity to congratulate somebody for, you know, going 5 minutes faster than last time, or, you know, getting the high score of the day. You have to make sure, as always, to use the at symbol and have as many people on your services give you their Instagram handle as possible. The number three thing is real before and after pictures. Now, if you're not taking before pictures for your client, I can tell you right now that you're doing yourself a disservice, because you never know who that one client is that's going to just kill it and knock the ball out of the park and lose a ton of weight and look great. And if you don't have that proof of their before picture, you just lost a chance to really market your business. You want to make sure that for every client that you have, you're taking a before picture. Now, you don't want to post everybody's before picture on Instagram. But for the clients that do really well, you want to have their before pictures. And when you take their after pictures, ideally you'd want to take it with them. And then you can use an application like Photo Grid, where you can put a front-facing before picture, a side-facing before picture, a front-facing after picture, and a side-facing after picture. Put that in a four-picture collage, you post that right on Instagram. Again, you at that client, you'll write a little blurb about them, you make sure that they're okay with giving you their after pictures or with you posting their after pictures, and you're perfectly fine. Most people are so proud of their before and after pictures that they'll just post it for free. So I definitely recommend, if you're not doing before and after pictures, get on it now. It doesn't take more than 2 seconds. You just whip out your tablet, take a before, take an after on the front and the side, and that's instant proof that your services work. Number four is going to be real meals. All right, so oftentimes you'll take a picture from online that's really decadent, maybe has a prep time of like 30 minutes, and you forget that a lot of your clients don't have the time to cook that much. They're short pressed for time, they have kids, they have to cook multiple meals a day, and they really can't put together, you know, this large decadent meal. So you wanna put together simple meals, all right? If anything, you just wanna remind clients of their healthy options, because after they leave your realm of health and fitness, they're accosted by their friends and by their family about what they can eat or what, you know, they should cheat with. And really, you just wanna make a constant reminder, maybe right before lunch on a daily basis, of a food or of a meal that they can have in order to avoid the menu that comes out in a corporate setting when people want to eat. You can also, if you go out to eat and you find something healthy on a menu locally, you can put that, or you can have like a feature section. You know, if you're going out to eat, why don't you try this instead of your burger and fries? All right, you want to have something local, you want to have something that clients can actually do and that they can actually follow. If it's going to be a breakfast food, try to have that posting go late the night before or as early as possible so you can inspire your clients to have a healthy breakfast. If it's a dinner food, maybe you want to post that around 3 or 4 p.m. before your clients even start to cook. All right, so that way they have an idea of things that they can put out. Or you can just feature a food. You can talk about why it's important. You can put a little blurb in the description box below. And you can mention, for more information, you can always join, you know, Bob's personal training or Bob's boot camp. Again, it has to be real, it has to be local, it has to be something that's doable instead of something that's decadent. So don't try to impress people with your meal that you know you have a ton of time to make. Give them something quick, give them something easy, give them something healthy, and then make it consistent, all right? Feature a food. And the number five posting for Instagram is going to be a like if, all right? So like if you're going to have 4 bottles of water today. You can do a 7-day challenge. Like if you have had, I don't know, a vegetable for 2 consecutive days. Like if you've had it for 3 consecutive days. You can turn it into a contest. Now you can either put a picture or maybe more helpful if you put your own face. Hey everybody, this is Jonathan reminding you, like for my bootcamp, every Wednesday is Broccoli Wednesday. You can every so often just have an actual video of yourself because you're gonna be the person that people look to when they wanna sign up, reminding you that it's Broccoli Wednesday. Make sure to have 1 serving of broccoli. Or, you know, dinner time, you know, make sure to stay away from that 2nd serving of cake. You know, just constant reminders of your face because when you're taking pictures of the workouts, people don't get to see you, all right? So you don't need to be taking selfies. What you wanna do is you want to further give information, further acclimate yourself to your audience, further show that you're the person in charge, and further show that you're knowledgeable. It doesn't have to take 15 seconds. It can just be a kind word of encouragement. It can just be a reminder that they have class the next day or they have a workout the next day, or going to be an acknowledgement of whomever has done, you know, your client of the week. As long as you give yourself a little bit of face time, it's going to go a long way toward people understanding that this is somebody I would want to train with. This is somebody I would want to invest in. This is somebody that I already know. So when I finally make up my mind to start a program, this is the person I'm going to look for. So that's about it. I hope you found this video helpful. I'm going to put a summation of everything that we went over in the description box below. If I can find the links of the posts so you can see examples that I put on my Instagram page, I'll definitely include that. But you can always just like my Instagram page at BFF Bootcamp and you'll see, you know, examples of things that I'm talking about in this video. Remember, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, comment below. Remember, if you're looking for an organized way to run your personal training workouts or your bootcamp workouts, you can always check out my Better Bootcamp course on udemy.com. The link will be in the description box below. And I'm just going to continue to make videos for you. So, subscribe to this channel. Tune in every Sunday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And as always, remember to eat healthy, hydrate, drive safe. Stress levels low, get rest, don't slap anybody. Love your clients, they will love you back. I will see you all tomorrow or the next day. And you have a...